Good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Welcome back. Hope you are doing well. Today, Be'ezras Hashem, we are on Os Ches, the eighth entry here in the Rebbe's diary in Savas Zeros. And today we're going to talk about struggles. Now, struggles are a ubiquitous phenomenon. All of us, each of us, struggles in life in different ways. And the Rebbe teaches us here a very interesting way of looking at struggles, different kinds of struggles, a nuanced perspective on struggles. I think it's also, when we frame it perhaps in light of the Rebbe's diary here, it's also very empowering. And it helps us realize that struggles shouldn't get us down, but they're actually an essential part of what creates a meaningful life and something that we should celebrate. So let's start by making a core distinction between two kinds of struggles that the Rebbe is going to address in this piece. The difference between my mission versus my mess. Those are two different categories of struggle that we can think about when we go through life that the Rebbe makes us aware of, he sensitizes us to in this piece. Because he describes how sometimes we struggle in a way, Al titzdadik, let's start at the top line here. Al titzdadik b'yitzrcha lemor mo'e'esek yitzir bi ve'olayhu miskaber. Person should not sit back and think, oh, what can I do? My yitzahara has overcome me. I'm struggling and I'm dealing with this yitzahara and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't help myself. The yitzahara has overcome me. That is a sign of laziness. Rather, we're going to come back to this in a little bit. Did Hashem put us here to sleep, to just chill, relax? Rather, He put us here to struggle, to work hard. Now, we're going to come back to this in a little bit. I'd rather focus on this next interesting distinction. Af al tismach v'tispoer. Also, don't beat your chest. Behemyas ta'avosech u'sha'ol zuamos t'lo'echa asher b'cha. With all of these base desires that are gnawing at us. Lemor, osi, it's a simen. It's an indication. Shemikrove Hashem ani, that I am close to God. Ve'es melcham to ani lochem, I am warring the wars of God. Ki ayide malacho yitzro melchames kodsho v'ikira. He's sending me this messenger, this Yetzirah, that I'm supposed to struggle with. Can't necessarily say that. Why? Ki mi yarov lach. How do you know Shashliach Hashem Hashem Mizgar Atabacha that is an emissary of God? Vlo Schi Aspacha Ashpacha and not your own filth Sha'atam Mizgol Behem Tamid Bacha Martiach and not something that you've brought on yourself. So let's take a step back and focus on what does the Rebbe mean in this section. The Rebbe is telling us there are two ways to view a Yetzirah, a challenge, a struggle that we're having. One way, he says, is to view this challenge as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Shaliach Hashem. The other one is our own ashpa, our own baggage, our own self-imposed limitation that we're dealing with. These are two totally different dimensions of life. Let me give a Gemara that maybe can frame this in an interesting way. There's a Gemara that describes, end of Moed Katan, that when a person goes to the next world, they look back and they see the Yetzer Hara that dogged them their entire life. And Chazal tells us, the Gemara says, that both Tzadikim and Rishoim, they cry when they look back at this Yetzer Hara. Because the Tzadikim, they see the Yetzer Hara of their lifetime, the struggles of their lifetime, as a mountain. And they cry out of a sense of accomplishment, of joy, a sense of fulfillment that they could never imagine. They didn't believe, they didn't think that the Yetzer Hara that they conquered in their lifetime was a mountain. And on the other hand, the Yetzer Hara for the Rishayim cry because they see the Yetzer Hara as a thread. What's the difference between the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim? How do we understand this distinction? So the Rishayim, perhaps what the way to look at this, the Rishayim, they come to the Ribono Shel Olam after 120 years, and they say, Ribono Shel Olam, you know why we made so many bad choices? Because our Yetzer Hara was huge. It was overwhelming. Our desires, our distractions. We couldn't control ourselves. We couldn't contain ourselves. And they look back, and the Ribono Shel Olam says, yeah, the truth is, your Yetzer Hara that I gave you was like a hair. But you made choices that inflated that Yetzer Hara, that made it more difficult for you. And even though, yes, maybe it fell to you like this overwhelming mountain, you thought it was a mountain, but the truth is that was just your own doing. Those were the choices that you made to create this challenge for yourself. As opposed to the Tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzaddikim, I gave you a har, a mountain, because that was your mission. That was your goal in life. And you have accomplished that. That was the accomplishment that you made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world as a little neshamala inside of our guf. And this neshama has goals. Like Dr. Pelkvis loves to quote this comment from the Vilna Gaon on his commentary on Mishlei, who describes that the purpose of life is lishbor mashalo shavar adhina, is to conquer what we have yet to conquer. The goal of life is to conquer. It's to create what we call a tikkun, a fixing. Each one of our neshamas in life has a particular mission, a particular corner of the world that is up to us and only us to enlighten, to illuminate, to bring to its tikkun, to its fixing. Our neshama has a goal. And that tikkun, to bring out that tikkun, we need to break through those husks, those barriers, those distractions, those things that keep the neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to shine the light in that little space of our neshama, in that little corner of our world. But it's obviously, to do that, we have to work hard. There's no such thing as feeling good about what the Ramchal calls nama de kisufa, bread of shame, a handout, a freebie. So we're here, our neshama comes in this world, and the Ribono Shel Olam says to this little neshama, like the Gemara says, Nida, ti tzadik, be a source of light, be a spark, bring a tikkun for yourself, for your little corner of the world. But that's challenging. So the neshama is coming into the world, and this goal is to create this tikkun, to make a tikkun in a world, in that little corner of darkness, to bring light, but it's not so easy. It's a challenge. So we're all challenged, but now we understand that that challenge, that struggle that we have, it can come from this most elevated, lofty place of our personal mission. The challenge that we're given, sometimes, specifically, the difficulty that we face, some Svarim HaKadoshim, right? If we struggle in a particular area, we understand that that's our tikkun. That's the place that we were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring light into the world in that way, in that space, in that corner. Ah, but the Rebbe points out to us, like we said about the hare on the mountain, that we have to be careful. It's hard to know. Sometimes the struggles that we have, the Rebbe says, are self-induced. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us a tikkun to make in one area, but somehow we got distracted and now we're struggling in a different area. That's not, the Rebbe says, that's not our tikkun. That's not what we're supposed to be fixing. But we feel that it's a big challenge. But maybe that's because we've made decisions, like the Rebbe says, to end us in a place where we don't belong. That wasn't our tikkun in the first place. And now, instead of being my mission, this is my mess. And it's hard to know. So the Rebbe is going to have to give us some guidance. How do we navigate missions? How do we, of course, we're always going to try to accomplish, but how do we know whether this mission comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we're in a good place when we're struggling and growing, and that those struggles are a simon of the fact that we're alive? A person who goes through ups and downs, victories and failures, and victories and failures, that sequence, that cycle that we struggle through all the time in different ways, emotionally and spiritually, those are a symbol, says Rav Kook, of life. A person who is flatlined, Rachman al-Islam, there are no ups and downs, aliyahs and yuridos, they're not alive. Aliyahs and yuridos are part of life. But how do we know that those aliyahs and yuridos, how do we make sure that that's our mission, not our mess? So the Rebbe says something very fascinating here at the end. Let's share the screen again so you could see it. Where is it? Here we go. So the Rebbe writes, come down here. V'zeh l'cha ha'os. Seven lines up from the bottom of the paragraph. V'zeh l'cha ha'os. This is the sign. Im al haka asher yakacha yitzrcha. If the beating that you take from your yetzer, pa'amayim tashuvlo, you beat him back twice, you struggle back, you get up and you fight another day, you try to accomplish, you try to take upon yourself, you try to go deeper. Os hagibor hamisgaber b'tzvo Hashem hu. That is an indication that we are each a warrior vanquishing in the army of Hashem. V'gam al yitzrucha tismach. And then you should be happy about your yetzer hara. You should feel like this is your mission. This struggle that you're going through indicates that you are fulfilling your tikkun. Your neshama should be shining because we're struggling with what we were put here for. Aval, says the Rebbe, im es mahalume yitzrucha hamzuhamim. But if these desires, these negative, filthy influences of the Yetzer Hara, behachna'a tekabel, if you just accept them submissively, lo saria truas melchama, you don't struggle, you don't stand up to say, I want to accomplish, I want to do better, this isn't me, I can get to the other side, lo sirgas velo sanatseach, you're not agitated, it doesn't bother you that this is not where you want to be, Oz lo al nefilascha bilvad teval. You won't just mourn your failure, your faltering. Rak gam es yitzrucha tisonim v'titzdar. You should be sad and mourn this yitzahara. Ki kol olamcha, your entire world. Rak sheol hi parashascha. This is very strong language. The Rebbe is writing in his diary that it's like filth. Al panecha shavchuf tol masha b'charta. Take what you chose. This is your doing. That's the difference, the Rebbe says. If a person faces a challenge, a failure, an area that needs tikkun, and the person says to themselves, I'm going to struggle with this, whether it's going to take me a day or a year or a lifetime, but I'm going to stand up to this challenge and work toward being misaking, bringing the light, removing that yetzer hara, to that goal of li b'chol b'kir b'yof, of that place where we can accomplish and vanquish step by step over that Yetzer Hara, then that is my mission. But if the person says, Vos kemetan, you know, what can I do? This is the circumstance that I'm in. Person feels that they're victimized, they're passive, they're overwhelmed, and therefore they say, there's no struggle here, there's no hope, there's no goal. Then the Rebbe says, then you're just wallowing. That's not my mission, that's my mess. You're just wallowing. This reminds us, I think, of two things. The first is that the Rebbe is telling us to embrace our struggles and to see them as opportunities for tikkun, as our own personal shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sends us many messengers. It's difficult sometimes to understand who they are and what they are and what their meaning is and what they're trying to tell us. But one way, the Rebbe says, to interpret these messages, sometimes those struggles that we face are our mission. Those are our messengers of God, and we have to celebrate them. And when we're struggling with them, and when we're going back and forth, then we know, the Rebbe says, they're our mission, not our mess. We know they're our mission. So is there anything greater than feeling like we are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission? Even when we fail, even when we falter, but as we get back up again, we look at ourselves and we don't say, ah, what an oisvarf, what a low life. We say to ourselves, oh, you are struggling with your personal mission. You're working on that tikkun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you in this world. That's why we're here. It should give us so much chizuk. That's one part that we take away from this. The other part goes back to where the Rebbe started. about the notion of why we're here in the world in general. And maybe this is a little bit countercultural because we are accustomed and habituated by society to appreciate maybe more than even in previous generations in certain ways. I think certainly more than the generations before that I've learned about and read about and knew some of these people from those generations. And that is the notion of leisure, of chilling time, of relaxing. It doesn't mean that it's not important to have time to chill and to relax and to take care of ourselves. And maybe in the fast-paced, struggling world, we need more chill time than we ever did, maybe than 150 years ago in Europe, and maybe than, you know, the generation of our parents or grandparents 70 years ago. But the Rebbe says, we have to remember why we're here. We're here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought our neshama into this world to create that tikkun. And so that requires effort. It requires investment. Nobody accomplishes without struggle. Just going with the flow, inertia, sitting back and expecting that things are going to go our way, we're going to accomplish everything that we want, all our goals. The Rebbe says that's not what this world is about. Ha'im lanuach ba'olam lishon ulehisanig nesanuch Hashem. Did God just put us here to enjoy in this world, to sleep and to derive pleasure? God put us here. This is not the world. This is a temporary world. This is just a way station. This is just a time to get to that real time where our neshama is going to shine. So we have to remember, why are we here? We're here to accomplish, to make that tikkun, so that ultimately in the world of truth, in the Olam HaEmes, we have something to be proud of. We will have that tikkun that we own. So the mission that we have, that struggle that we have, that's definitional to living a meaningful life. If a person lives life without any struggle, without any accomplishments, without any goals, so then are they really accomplishing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them here for? Each one of us, it's not just that we have a mission, it's that we have to understand that Adam La'omel Yulad, we were put here for the purpose of shining our neshama forth. There is a tension, an existing challenge for us to rise up beyond the gashmias, the physicality of this world that creates that sense of doldrum, that pulls down. There are different forces in the world, of course, and one of them is afar, is earth, is adama. On the one hand, adama, adam, we are adama la elyon, we can be spiritual. On the other hand, we can just be earth. We could be that sedentary being that doesn't aspire. That's one of the beautiful things I think about this group, that we start our week aspiring, trying to set spiritual goals, a spiritual agenda for our week, making sure that we are oriented to the powerful ideas of Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe is reminding us that struggles, they are, number one, if they're not, God forbid, our mess that we've created for ourselves, they are our mission. And we know the difference between the two as to whether or not we're going to get up and make this our area of accomplishment, whether we're going to struggle, even if we keep going back and forth with this Yetzer Hara our entire life. That's our mission. At the same time, the Rebbe also reminds us of the greater context, that our life is here. It's not meant to be a life of struggle. The Rosh Lulam is not some kind of coarse and torturous God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little neshama, and he said to us, go earn your keep. So our life is all about bringing that tikkun, our neshama, our opportunity to feel good and accomplish about ourselves at the end of our life, whenever that is after 120, when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, look at the tikkun, that personal spark that we brought into the world that nobody else can bring in. Well, are we going to be able to accomplish that if we just sit back? We never introspect. We never think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Why do we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can we accomplish? So we need to pick ourselves up and say, what am I doing in this world? What light am I bringing in? How am I building that tikkun in this world through my neshama? And that is going to be, it's going to be a big lift, but that's the source of pride that we can all walk around with. That source of accomplishment. Not Rachman Litzlan, what he talked about at the beginning, that otzel, that laziness, which, by the way, is one of the big themes that he talks about in his book for students, Chovas HaTamidim, the challenge of laziness. Each one of us, that laziness comes from the earthliness, the guf. We're going to rise above that because we are tapped in to our neshama. Osches here in the Rebbe's diary. I hope you have a great week. Thank you.